it depends what causes a depression. If you go through a dreadful experience, you can't cheer up. My experience in 1988, my youngest son committed suicide, which was obviously absolutely terrible. In 1989, we'd had a bereavement counsellor come, and my husband told me he was in love with her, and I had to leave home. Luckily, I had a lovely mum and dad who had me back, but I was on quite a lot of antidepressants.
Sorry, I don't understand. You had a bereavement counsellor, and your husband said you'd have to leave home?
Because he had fallen in love with her, and he... And so, of course, I came back to mum and dad.
Sorry, hang on a minute. Let me just get my head around this. So you're telling me that you tragically lost your son?
Yes.
You had a bereavement counsellor?
She came to our home.
And your husband then ran off with the bereavement counsellor?
Well, he made me leave. He said terrible things, like she's younger than you, prettier than you, talks better than you, and I want you to go because I'm in love with her. So I'd...
How awful. How did that make you feel?
Oh, like I... felt like I'd failed as a mother. 9 months later, I felt like I'd failed as a wife. But now I look upon it that I was very unlucky, and my life is actually better than his. She won't allow him to see our other son and our daughter, our 6 grandchildren. So she is pathologically jealous. So I've got more than him. I've got a lovely family, brothers, sisters, you know, who are so good to me. And I've made a lovely life for myself. I've got my own flat now, and, you know, I enjoy my life now.
What you went through must have been just awful. Oh, I mean, not only did you have the terrible loss of having lost a child...
Exactly.
...but you had a husband who treated you badly by going off with someone else at a time when you were feeling very, very vulnerable.
Exactly.
Did you need medication to get through that time?
I needed a lot of medication, and the GP I saw at Woburn Sands was so brilliant. And after about a year, when I went to see her, she said, "It's nice to see you looking a little bit better." I said, "I'm very worried that how much of this is the medication and how much of it is me." And she said, "Some of it is you." And that gave me, convinced me that it was me. And in the end, first of all, you put on a face. After about a year, I started going out a little bit, and you put on a face. And then after a while, you realise you're not putting it on all the time. So I cut down the medication. And, you know, after about 4 years, or about 3 years, I was off it completely. So people do need medication when they're depressed. I mean, I had suffered depression before for no obvious dreadful reason, and I had been on medication before, but when all this happened, I realised what I had before wasn't real dreadful depression.
Do you think you could have got through all of that without the help of medication?
No, definitely not. No, I definitely couldn't. And I mean, there were times, which is a terrible thing to say, I felt like, take it all and stop hurting, which I think a lot of people feel when they have dreadful things happen. But I'd got a grandson born a few months after my son died, and he gave me a reason to go on. And my son and my daughter did, and all my family. But a new life was so lovely, and they called him Sean Andrew, which was... You know, my son's name was Andrew, so Sean Andrew was a bonus.
Do you still take medication?
No, oh, no, I don't. I am on sleeping tablets, but I had been on them a long time before. No, I don't take tablets for depression. No, I have a good life, and, you know, I'm starting to live again. I know it's 20 years ago, but it took me a long time, which, obviously, a dreadful thing like that. As I say, I failed as a mother because my son wanted to die. I failed as a wife, but now I think I was very unlucky, and medication and friends and family have definitely helped.
Maureen, you didn't fail at anything.
No, I felt I did.
Yeah, but you didn't fail.
I feel now I was very unlucky. You know, I thought I should have known my son felt suicidal, but no one knows what anyone else feels, do they?
Maureen, thank you so much for your call.
Oh, thank you for calling back.
All the best.